saved and living. What you reckon it brung all us people? Brung, but I got $1,000 from there to buy out of this money. I went there and got there, they got it. They want a big, nice cough of castle. So it agreed for me to go get the one they wanted. So it, I said, well, how much you want? Yeah. I said to my people, I said, how much y'all want, think I ought to get of that money? Say, you better get $1,000 because you got to get flowers too. So I went to the person that's buying green one and got $1,000. And a week, two after we buried her, then I took me two boys back there to get the rest of it. And it's a seven months, it's brung $377 a piece and 80 cents over in change. That's what she, so I give her, had a check made out to all seven of them. And she said this, the bank secretary, she said, I'm going to give him this 80 cents. He the one put it in here. And I ain't going to buy it this 80 cents. Let them know that she'll give it to me. Which I got 80 cents a little government. Because I tend to all the business. The white lady did that was in the bank. She wouldn't buy it the 80 cents. It wouldn't been over a dime a piece, something like that. No, I wouldn't. For savings. Right there, she there now in the First National Bank. I put it on the interest. The credit $600 when she died, it was $4,000.
Yeah, but you just turned the water on at the what?
At the hydrant.
Hydrant
pipe, yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, out in the yard somewhere, they'll have a place where you hook a garden hose up to?
Yeah.
What's that called? That's you.
What you call, you want water or something?
Yeah.
No, wash your car.
Yeah.
Call that up. Yeah, I'm not going on outside yet, hooked to that outside faucet with just, it's got a screw on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you do that. What you call that a faucet? Oh, I know.
Is there now when you're out working in the field and they used to bring water to you out, to you, say, would there be a little kind of thing on the barrel, say, that you could push and the water would come out of the barrel? What would you call that?
Oh.
Would you have a tap on the barrel?
A tap?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see a keg or something?
Yeah.
Okay. How would they get water out of
it? Well, I've seen them made with the thing you measure, a little button, like.
Yeah.
And with the where the water come out beyond it. Yeah.
That's called a
faucet?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Water comes out of that faucet?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Ike, how did things used to come packaged when you were coming up? What would sugar come in?
It'd come in a package.
It would?
Sugar?
Yeah. You said you used to buy sugar and it was in that closet. What kind of sack?
Oh, it was in a sack. Cloth sack. Something like that stuff, sackcloth, that's what it'd be. 100 pounds at the time.
Yeah.
You could get 50 pounds too. A sack, you'd get it in a sack. You'd even get salt in a sack.
You could?
You'd get in small sacks. Salt. Sack would be about that long. Then sold up just like a pillow slip. Yeah.
When you had to get say something in a small mouth barrel, and this was the mouth of the barrel, you'd make a what? What do you call that?
Funnel.
A funnel?
Yes.
Down in the thing?
Mm-hmm. Put the funnel down in it.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
I did it to put gas in a car.
Yeah?
Yeah. I take a paste bowl, put it in a V shape, and then like you did that mash it together. Then you turn the open part, it ain't got left like it ought to be. Turn the open part against the car. And you want all the ways in it.
Yeah.